ticks. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, thanks to that mild winter we had, ticks are showing up much earlier than normal this year. According to USDA research entomologist Dr. John Carroll,
you may not be interested in ticks, but they may be interested in you.
Which is why he says,
we've been working with ticks, tick behavior, how they find their hosts, and how they find each other.
Of course, besides just being nasty, ticks can be dangerous, carrying Lyme disease, which can range from a mild inconvenience to serious neurological issues. So in order to keep ticks off you, your family, and pets, Dr. Carroll says consider the fact that ticks don't usually take up residence in short grass and sunny lawns. In fact, in direct sunlight, ticks
can dry out fairly easily. It likes to have high humidity, so it needs somewhere it can get back into some refuge that's moist.
Which is why you're usually safe in the lawn portion of the yard, the deck, driveway, and patio.
But if you happen to have to do gardening up against the woods or that sort of thing, that's pretty risky business.
If you must frequent those areas, Dr. Carroll says use insect repellent and wear long sleeves, pants, and gloves. To keep ticks back away from the lawn, there are chemical controls.
Those can be directed, you know, particularly along the edges of the woods is where they have to have the contact.
In addition, be sure to remove leaves and leaf litter, clean tall grass and brush away from your home, and consider applying gravel or wood chips where lawns or playgrounds might butt up against wooded areas. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.